High on a wall in the office of the president of Heartland Community College is a grouping of charcoal drawings and a print that all interpret the same subject matter, the origami paper cranes that hang in the Heartland Library. Answering a call from President Keith Corneal to put more student artworks on display, art professor Mac McAvoy assigned his students a project he calls the Grandiose Mundane.
The students are supposed to find an image that's quite ordinary or mundane, and they have to draw it on a large scale to make it grandiose. Not that the cranes were mundane, but they are something that they see every day.
Hanging high in the air, frozen in flight, over the library's books, computers, and studying students are hundreds of carefully folded origami paper cranes. Running almost the width of the library, the flock of cranes are a project that began almost 15 years ago. And although the project has since stalled and the cranes' origins are unknown to many students, the birds still have the power to enchant. Art student Ayanna Zachary was excited to be a part of the Grandiose Mundane project. She says she's always been drawn to the cranes.
I liked not just the visual beauty and interest of the geometry, the paper cranes themselves, but how that related to the same patterns in the ceiling above, and it kept you looking up and it kept your eye moving forward. And so once I learned the history and the meaning behind the paper cranes in that project itself, it was nice because the symbolism and the beauty kind of all came together.
The cranes originally took flight 15 years ago in the early days of the Iraq War. Faculty member Janet Beach Davis heard from advisor Gail Marks about the ancient Japanese legend of the 1,000 paper cranes. Marks says Beach Davis was hoping for a swift resolution to the conflict and so took a pile of white paper and started folding, accomplishing the 1,000 cranes by herself. Cranes, says Marks, are a universal symbol of peace.
It was important to her that she was the one to do it because she felt that anything less than that, the gods wouldn't grant our wish that the war would come to a sudden end.
Not only were the origami cranes an expression of a wish for the war to end, they also represented each soldier killed in the war.
The little white birds are very special. The little white ones are the first ones that Janet folded, and she folded all 1,000.
It looks like there's a date written on them.
That's the date that they died. And then on the other side was their age, and that was real shocking, from how young they were till how old some of them were.
Army veteran Marks engaged herself with writing the information about each fallen soldier onto the cranes. After the creation of the first 1,000 cranes, there was a ceremony on Veterans Day. The project continued, and more cranes were added for the war in Afghanistan. Marks made an effort to engage students in the creation of the cranes.
We'd set it up in the hallway there and have people stop. We would ask them to sign. We would say, would you please sit down and put some of the names and explain to the students while they were going by what they were doing and why.
Soon, many people were involved with creating the cranes, including the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. But Mark says the profound meaning behind each crane was too much for some participants.
When it came to writing the names, very difficult to get people to volunteer to do that because it became personal. It was almost as if you knew the person that you were writing their name and their rank on the wing of one of the little cranes.
Each year, more cranes were added to the installation, and each year, a ceremony was held to honor those who fell in service of their country. President Keith Corneal says the cranes are a point of pride for Heartland Community College.
Well, I think it's always important to recognize individuals that have given of themselves for our country, and I think that's what that represents, and it speaks a lot about our institution and their commitment to our veterans.
There is a subset of students who especially appreciate the cranes and what they represent. Army veteran Bob Carney is the program facilitator at the Student Veterans Center at Heartland. He says student veterans look to the crane installation with gratitude.
It's a visual way of showing that they do support veterans. It's kind of in your face, so every time you walk past, you see it. Yeah, it's just a manifestation of what the school is really trying to do in reaching veterans and helping them acclimate back into the civilian world and into the college environment. It's important, yeah, and I think it's nice for the veterans.
But after years of folding and hanging the cranes, the project fell by the wayside. The cranes remained in the library, silently hanging over the heads of students, many of whom were unaware of the cranes' backstory. Then this year, President Keith Corneal's call for more student artwork to be displayed brought attention back to the cranes. A new generation of students began to learn about the Crane Memorial and used it as inspiration for a new art project.
We're currently talking about how we start to build on it again and continue that growth of that display.
And that brings us back to the grandiose mundane. Art professor Mac McAvoy's students acknowledged the importance of the cranes by selecting them as the focus of their group project.
Boy, they've been around here a long time, 15 years, 14 years. So they're very Heartland, right? And knowing that the new president of Heartland wanted artwork for his office, I thought it was a great way to make that connection. So I was all about the image. I thought it was a wonderful idea.
Like the creation of the origami cranes, the new art project was a collective effort. Art student Ayana Zachary says the results was six unique works tied together with a common goal.
Sharing my voice with the voices of other students and how we each supported each other but had our own identity throughout the whole process. It's something that I think is important in art and life in general, is listening to each other and working together to make something.
When the students' artwork was finished, they got together to talk over what they should call their collective works. Zachary says they drew their inspiration from the cranes themselves and the message they have for the campus community.
And we came up with the Ascension of the Honorable. We were all pulled towards this idea of lifting and elevating and moving upwards.
Gail Marks hopes that this renewed interest will prompt Heartland students to visit the library and pause to gaze upward to the veil of beautiful and solemn cranes.
They want to know where the little birds came from and how they got to be here. Once they find out, the response is pretty overwhelming.
Army veteran Bob Carney says many student veterans are interested in reviving the Cranes Folding Project, and they embrace what it can do not only for Heartland Community College, but for each other.
There's always been a medium in art that's helped show what conflict is and what it does to people. And there's also the healing aspect, where there's been studies shown that military members with PTSD, TBI, just the therapeutic quality that art can bring to their lives, to where it can help heal and also bring some sense of balance. And it's an outlet to get out some of those feelings that they might not be able to share in any other way.
Community members are welcome to explore the Cranes Memorial in the library of the Student Commons Building on the campus of Heartland Community College in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.